In 1974, my mother-in-law gave me a pair of binoculars and a Peterson field guide for Christmas. The Peterson guide was the gold standard, but as I got firmly entrenched in birding, I learned about and bought the newer golden guide as well. That's the guide I ended up preferring for five reasons. First of all, the drawings were all in color. At that point, Peterson still had a lot of black and white drawings. Second, the text for each species faced the pictures. The Peterson guide had all the plates in a separate section, making it much harder to find the birds and figure them out. Third, the golden guide provided range maps on the same pages with the bird drawings, while Peterson put his range maps in a separate section in the back. Fourth, the golden guide provided sonograms, that is, the spectrographs for each song. I found those wonderfully helpful, but most people never can figure them out and consider them a complete waste of space. Finally, I preferred the golden guide because it was more inclusive, showing birds from the entire continent. Peterson had two separate books for East and West. Of course, the golden guide was missing those wonderful little arrows pointing to each field mark. But as I studied my birds, I went through and drew them all in myself from my Peterson guide. This took many hours, but was well worth every minute. I think more details were firmly entrenched in my memory after that exercise than 1,000 readings of the books would have accomplished. In 1980, the fourth edition of the Peterson guide came out with entirely revised illustrations in full color, and this guide placed the pictures next to the text. The range maps were still in back, and it was still limited to the east, but it was a major improvement. But some very accomplished birders did not think Peterson had gone far enough, illustrating enough plumages of tricky species, including enough rarities, and dealing with some groups, such as gulls and shorebirds, with proper sophistication. The first edition of the National Geographic Field Guide came out at roughly the same time, and that became most advanced birder's guide of choice. Peterson was deeply wounded by the criticism and set to work putting together a magnum opus, his fifth edition of his field guide, but he died right before it was completed. Another artist finished the final plate, and the guide turned out well. But it was bigger, making it less useful in the field, and still showed only half the continent's birds. As more field guides entered the competition, it became an also-ran. Now, in the centennial of Peterson's birth, Houghton Mifflin is releasing a brand new Peterson field guide to the birds, this time of all of North America. They digitally merged all his drawings, hired an artist to do a few new ones which seamlessly fit into the book, and have larger maps facing the birds. This guide is huge, almost as big as the Sibley guide, but in my opinion is better for two reasons. It's laid out so the birds, rather than white space, dominate each page, and similar birds are shown as they should be in a field guide on the same page for easy comparison. Sibley has more plumages for each species and is an extremely valuable reference, but is simply not the right choice for anyone starting out, in my opinion. Also, for some reason, the drawings in the Sibley guide have always seemed washed out and almost pastel to me. So what is my favorite field guide? I'm still partial to the Golden Guide for sentimental reasons, and I love the new edition of the National Geographic Guide for all kinds of reasons. But I also love this new Peterson Guide. I'm especially pleased that they used Peterson's splendid painting of flickers on the cover, since that's the bird that sparked his love for birds. And this new Peterson is definitely the easiest field guide for my 56-year-old eyes to read. It will justifiably pop up on the shelves of every serious birder, and despite its large size, may well be the guide of choice for some beginners. There are way too many field guides nowadays to say one or another is the best, but the brand new Peterson guide is definitely in the top tier. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.